The third principle is called honoring your worthiness to receive. The emphasis here is on the word worthiness. You must feel as if all of that you would like to have attracted to you in your life as you begin your manifestation processes is coming to someone who's worthy of receiving it. If you feel that you're not worthy of receiving it, obviously what is going to happen is you are going to block it. And even if it does show up, you won't be there to grab a hold of it and take it because you won't feel that you're worthy of getting it in the first place. So some of the things that you can do on a daily basis to begin to put this principle into practice are, I think, one of the most important things. The very first one, I have a sign on my refrigerator that I look at every day, and so do all of my children, and it says, I love what I do, and I do what I love. And this is a very important principle to have in your life. If you're doing something and you don't love it, then change your attitude toward it, or B, change what you're doing. But as long as you have the option of using love in your life, then you want to do what you love and love what you do. So practice saying that over and over again. And when you find yourself about to complain and find fault with something, remind yourself, I'm doing what I love and I'm loving what I do. And I always have the choice to love it. Even if it's something that I would rather not be doing at the moment, you can still do it with a sense of love. And then the second thing I would recommend in honoring your worthiness to receive is to make every effort to remove the habits that you have of pessimism and negativity and judgment and complaining and gossip and cynicism and resentment and fault-finding, all of these kinds of ways that we have in our inner dialogues and our outer dialogues. You get these words out of your vocabulary, and you replace them with words of optimism and love and acceptance and kindness and peace as your way of communicating, as your way of processing your world and all the people that are in it. It's just a habit. Most of these things about complaining about the weather or complaining about the way your Aunt Tilly does her hair or not liking the way the dog comes in the morning or whatever it is, all of these things are just habits that you've cultivated, and they keep you from feeling worthy of receiving all that you would like to have manifesting. Love is the energy that will bring that to you. And if you don't experience and use this love in your own communications, then it will be blocked from your life. I'd also, of course, always give yourself quiet time each day to erase any feelings that you have of unworthiness. One of the cliches of our culture today is that God doesn't make any garbage. God doesn't make any mistakes. And you are not a mistake. You are absolutely as holy and divine as everyone and everything else on this planet now or that has ever been here or ever will be. That divine energy and force is within you. It can't be taken away from you. And just take a moment or two every time that you start putting yourself down or finding fault with something about yourself to remind yourself that you are a divine creation. You are a piece of God. And when you put yourself down, you're literally putting God down. And that's something you want to avoid doing. I would recommend also each day that you read spiritual literature or poetry. You'll see a lot of poetry and a lot of references to spiritual literature in throughout this program and all of the programs that I've produced for Nightingale Conard and in all of my books, because it's something that I work at every day. I can't go into a bookstore without coming home with some new piece of poetry or new essays that someone might have written, and I just set them in the key places in my house, and I read them, and I encourage other people to read them, and I take passages out of them. It's almost like doing my spiritual homework, and I do it each and every day of my life. Also, I would allow yourself to be surrounded by things of beauty as much as possible. One of the things that we have in our home is fresh flowers every day. They're always there, and when they have a tendency to dry out, then we replace them with new flowers. And nice photographs, and putting on our walls pictures of the children and good times and wonderful memories so that we can look at these things of beauty, including pictures of yourself. And I would also practice kindness toward yourself as frequently as possible. The more that you can remember that you are worthy of that kindness and give yourself a chance to just do something extra nice for yourself. You know, get that expensive thing on the menu or buy yourself that little bottle of perfume or give yourself the option of having a glass of wine on an airplane or sitting in first class or whatever it is that might be something that you would enjoy. The final thing that I would do in assessing my worthiness is to begin to process the universe as a friendly place rather than an unfriendly place. I mean, this is the only place that you have. This air that you're breathing is very friendly. This fire that keeps you warm, this sun that keeps you warm, it's very friendly. and so is the grass that you walk upon, and so is the snow that falls down, and so is the rain. Everything about the universe is supportive of you. So see it as a friendly place, rather than a place that is conspiring against you.